3 p.m.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 23, Rustenburg 25 degrees.
Midrand, N1 North, there's now a stationary vehicle before New Road causing slow-moving traffic. And we've still got the issues at Galooly's, N12 R24 West. You've got queuing traffic on both routes.
We start with news just in. The Independent Examinations Board has achieved an overall pass rate of just over 98% in the 2024 National Senior Certificate Examinations. This is the highest pass rate recorded over the past 5 years. More than 16,300 candidates sat for the IEB exams. Cheating in the National Senior Certificate Exams has, however, significantly decreased, dropping from 945 cases in 2023 to 407 in 2024. This was revealed during a media briefing by the quality assurance body Umalusi. Here's Umalusi CEO Mafu Ramoketsi.
Umalusi remains seriously concerned that KwaZulu-Natal and Mpumalanga are once again at the top of the list with 195 and 74 implicated candidates respectively. I want to state emphatically that cheating does not pay.
The Basic Education Minister has meanwhile congratulated the top achievers of the 2024 matric class. Speaking at the ministerial breakfast in Randburg, Sibiwe Khwahube added that this achievement by the learners is a sign of hard work and dedication.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you venture into higher education, the workforce or other endeavours, remember the value of hard work, perseverance and integrity. South Africa needs you. And as we continue to navigate the complexities of the modern world, we require leaders who are innovators, who are thinkers, and who are going to take us forward. And so, once again, congratulations to all of you, and thank you for coming to spend the day with us. And
in other news, the Stilfontein Crisis Committee has accused police of killing over 100 miners at the Stilfontein gold mine in the northwest. This follows reports that over 100 people have died due to starvation at shaft 11 at the abandoned mine. The committee has also since released a video showing scores of dead miners in body bags underground. Here's lawyers for Humanity, Matletwa Sebe.
What has transpired here has to be called what it is. This is a Stilfontein massacre. And this is really a bloody culmination of a treacherous policy that was pursued by the government, and as a result of restriction in terms of, you know, of access to food, water and medication.
Heavy rains have damaged roads and closed some camps in the Kruger National Park, mainly south of the Olifants River. The roads between Skukuza and Lower Sabi are currently being repaired while all gates remain operational. Sandpark has advised visitors to avoid crossing low-level bridges or removing debris themselves. And we end off in Japan, where a 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck the southwestern region, prompting local authorities to issue a tsunami advisory. The Japan agency issued the advisory for tsunami waves of up to 1 meter, this after the quake struck off the Miyazaki region. I'm Chanel September, net vir die hoofnuus te eer. Die onafhanklike eksamensraad het 'n algehele slaagsyfer van net meer as 98% in die 2024 nasionale senior sertifikaat eksamens behaal.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda.